If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned.
Three. Okay. I'm Bob.
And I'm Ted.
And Ted, what are we going to talk about today?
Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum. Dumber. Dumb.
Yeah, we're going to talk about election results today. Since it is Sunday, for those who may not know based on when they download this, but it's the day after President-elect Biden was given the election. So.
By the news media, mind you.
By the news media, yeah. They're still a little bit, and we're going to talk about those little issues. And we're going to talk about the numbers in voting today. And I wanted to say a few words about those who voted for Trump in this country. I wanted to have a couple things to say. And then I got a couple other things on our list here, which is the reasons behind the Trump vote. I've got some insight to that now. As I told you the other day, I had an epiphany, and I think I got it, right? So, which I felt good about that, and I'll explain it. And then I thought we'd go...
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I think it'll be educational. But also, I thought we'd mention about the proposition results in California, a couple of them. And then I think probably the one that is most interesting on people's minds is what's going to happen next for Trump and his followers is they're leaving the White House. So that's the agenda. Where do we start here, Bob? Do we go back to the first one, President-elect Biden and the numbers in voting?
Well, I think we could. I will say, as you roll into this, is I think once again we've confirmed it. People are stupid.
Well, I have something to say about that. I want to be a little more gentle now, okay. But you know, I think we it's a gentler nation. Everything we need to be, you know, kind to those that have lost the election in their minds. And you know, even though, like I said, you know, we're all Americans. We're not Republicans and Democrats. You know, we're Americans, right? We're not conservatives and liberals, right? We're Americans, right?
And we're going to have our first second gentleman.
Yes. Yes, right. But we'll have plenty of time to, you know, do some bashing here and there. But I think we need to start out here and talk about Joe Biden and the numbers in the voting. Right. And I, you know, mm-hmm. I know normally this is your job, but I thought, I thought I'd start in and we would discuss it. You know, obviously there was tremendous celebration last night, still is, right? People are in front of the White House on Black Lives Matter Avenue, whatever they want to call it.
Plaza.
And, yep. And people in all the big cities, right? You know, which, by the way, that's part of this interesting discussion we'll have when we talk about the Trump vote, you know, that where the election was lost for Trump and where it was won for Biden, right? And so we, you know, I want to admit that I was wrong from the last podcast. I wasn't sure. I was actually hedging my bets, but I felt pretty confident it was going to be a landslide, and it was not. It was a much closer election, even though the popular vote went by about 5 million votes to Biden over Trump so far, 4 to 5 million and something like that, which is quite a substantial, you know, even though people say, well, that's not a lot. Well, 4 to 5 million votes, that tells you the country, you know, is going this direction, right? So,
well, and that's the way it's been for a long time.
Right.
You don't win by 70 million.
No, nobody has. It turns out historically, even Reagan, who just wiped out Carter in 1980 on electoral votes. If you go back on the statistics, he didn't win the popular vote by, 10, 20 million votes, right? He really didn't. It was quite
bad. Was it still single digits?
Yeah, it was still single digits, yeah. In fact, they talked about, the number of people that came out and voted, which tells you how important, during a pandemic, you imagine it's just incredible to come out that many people on both sides, right? And so the numbers, obviously, there are some razor thin.
I mailed my vote in.
Yeah, right. But you look at the people that the percentages in, he had to turn three states, and he did. He turned Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Which let's go back to 2016. Trump won by razor thin margins. People forget that. They think, Trump won by
like 40,000
huge amount.
Votes,
well, no, he didn't.
Like 4,000 votes, something.
Yeah,
really
it was
small.
Very small amount, yeah. Right? But Hillary came out and and conceded at the right time, right? And said, hey, I can't overcome this, right?
Well, contrary to the other side's opinion of her, she's gonna be a classy lady,
yeah.
That's for sure.
And we'll definitely get into that. So I did want to mention about the numbers in voting. Record numbers on both sides, which tells you how important this was to the American people, this election, at least for presidency. It was very important.
On both sides.
On both sides, okay.
We are a nation divided.
Yeah, but I want to say a few words, I think, to those, because I think it's time we start the healing and everything. And, sometimes you need to, reach out an olive branch. And so I wanted an opportunity to say something for all those who voted for Trump in this country. Are you off your
phone? Okay.
You out? Jesus Christ. Right?
This, what the hell are you thinking?
This mental case. Right, that's responsible for over 200,000 deaths in this country. Beep. This nutcase. Beep. Are you goddamn off your rocker? Holy shit.
Yeah, they are.
So that was my olive branch.
Yeah, in 2016, I thought, what the hell were the odds of some lion sack of shit old guy would become the president of the United States, right? It was incredible.
Yeah, but oh my God, this guy has, tanked the goddamn economy because of the COVID, because he didn't want to, his reasons behind the door were, well, I didn't want to, panic anybody. The bottom line was he didn't give a shit about the people. He only gave a shit about how he looked. And so people have been dying. More people have died. I mean, we're getting approaching. What did I say? I said in March, I said we would exceed 240,000 people by the end of this year, dead, right?
And you were probably at 238 today.
Yeah. And so I was right about it. I was wrong about the landslide. I was right about the outcome, though. I said I thought Joe Biden would win, and he did. But, oh, my God, what kind of fucking idiot can you look at him and, and I've got a few more things to say about that in a moment. But holy fucking shit, Bob, how goddamn stupid do you have to be to vote for a man like this? Right, that ruined the goddamn country. So that's my first part. Yeah. But then I have some answers about it in a moment. But anyway, that was your turn. Okay, you can jump in.
Well, no, I was just agreeing with you. It's clear. Donald, rubbed their face in the dirt, took their lunch money.
Oh my God, Jesus
and
Christ!
They're still supporting him.
But that 70 million people. Voted for Donald Trump. Okay. How fucking stupid do you have to be or to And so I've actually got some answers. I told you I had an epiphany, right? And I don't know if you want to hear it now, but I...
Well, whenever you think it's appropriate.
Yeah,
I
mean...
If you think I'm ready for it, I'm good for it now?
Yeah, so I didn't want to steal the thunder there because that's why I didn't write it down, but I got some reasons. So here's the funny thing about this. I said, okay, and I don't know why it just suddenly came to me, because I'm thinking to myself, how can you listen to this man and flat out vote for him and follow him and everything? And I realized what was going on. I was like, oh, my God, this is the reason.
It's not charisma?
No. It was much deeper and simple. And so I give Trump a tremendous credit because he doesn't believe half of what he says anyway, because we know that from recordings that we've heard of, you know, that he says he'll say something, then, you know, he's doing it only to get people riled. But he tapped into something.
He's a liar.
No, he's a liar. We know that. Okay, that's yep. Part of it. But here was the thing I thought about. I said, okay, think about this. Go back in time, maybe 70, 80, 90 years into rural America, right? And the way after we got out of World War II, and the culture in rural America, and how it's really been fairly constant. What was, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, and stuff like that type of thing. But really get down to the heart of, you know, rural America, people in these small towns and everything, and what they really wanted to see. And you put in, for 2 minutes, put yourself in their position, right? You know, normally with a fairly strong religious background, okay, watching the world go from this, you know, where everything was known and steady and we dominated the everything, to losing, you know, losing control of their rural America, which they have people coming in from every country imaginable and settling there. So it's no longer white. It's, you know, the suburbs and everything being taken over by people of different ethnic backgrounds and colors. They see that happening. They see the erosion of religion. They see all these problems. And they hear on TV, and they see the TV, and they're going, oh, my God, these people, this is the world that's here. And think about what Trump comes out and says to them, okay? He comes out and says, okay, everything you've been told, right? He wins the and says, okay, I'm going to tell you everything. You've elected me. I'm going to tell you what you've been told. It's all a lie, okay? Everything they've told you is a lie, right? Which is what they wanted to hear, right? And I'm going to tell you the truth, which is, of course, he's going to tell them what is false. He's going to say, it's fake news. They've been lying to you. Here's reality. Russia is really a great place, right? They've been very good. I'm going to tell you the truth. All your problems in life are not your fault. You are a victim like I've been a victim, right? They're all coming after me. You are a victim. You are not responsible anymore for your lot in life, okay? What's responsible is those goddamn Democrats over there and those goddamn liberals and the people in these countries like China and everything who have, you know, ruined this country, okay? I'm going to try to take it back for you, okay? Now, think about how that sounds to your average, everyday, rural America, deeply conditioned, no education or very little education, person that is religious and everything and believes that, you know, everything's been taken away and that God is controlling everything and God is for, you know, whoever's forsaken him. And Donald Trump comes and says, you know, he tells them what they want to hear. Well, guess what? Of course they're going to love that. It makes perfect sense. And they're going to repeat what the man says, even if it's not true. It sounds better than the reality, because reality fucking sucks for them. Okay, it really does.
Isn't that the standard like playbook for
but think about
Adolf Hitler and other people.
It was, but mostly for McCarthy. McCarthy then blamed the communists for everything and said everybody that it's all conspiracy theory, and you've been duped. You've been duped by the media. You've been duped by this. And so the funny thing is, this is what people now you could say. Well, God, Ted, you know, you're telling me that these guys are not believing reality. Yes, I'm telling you that. They don't fucking believe in reality because they don't want to believe in reality. This is not really Donald Trump's fault. This is the kind of people in this America that, you know, are mostly hardworking and everything, but they're not getting anywhere. And they needed someone to tell them why. And he came and told them, even though it was a complete lie, the real truth, right, is the economic situation in the United States is very imbalanced, and our because we've lost so much manufacturing and everything, our GDP is not as high as it normally was, and we have to import more than we export. That's really the truth on the, you know, but nobody wants to hear those details because it's too complicated for them, right? These are not smart people. These are not fucking smart people. These are, as I said, they're stupid people. And because they keep on, I mean, look, they had them on CNN where they were literally saying, well, we, you know, if Donald, if this was before the election was called, they said, well, you know, do you believe there's fraud? Yes, Trump said it's fraud. Yeah, I mean, they're repeating what he says. That's stupidity, right?
Well, you know, they believe in Q, right? And, you know, how stupid is that, right? They believe the Democrats are eating people. You know,
well, the, yeah, they
child pedophile ran they, out of a they pizza parlor.
They believe
in New York
whatever
City.
These. And by the way, once you start believing one thing, it just gets piled on and all. Once you get sucked in to the universe of an individual that does, you know, is somewhat charismatic, but has tapped into something. He
I don't
knew
see
it.
That
he, and give the man
him,
credit.
I guess
for this.
A lot of people do.
No, give the man credit.
I just see a yam.
He tapped into a deeply. You know, he found out what was pushing their button, says, this is the way I'm going to get elected, this, you know, with the help of Russia. I'm going to get elected this way because I know what's by. I mean, give the man credit. A lot of people hadn't. The Trump world was like, okay, I know the buttons to push. I'm going to push their buttons and I'm going to act like the savior, right?
Okay. So I see your epiphany. You think that's what's happened out there.
Yeah, and by the way, I think a lot of people who have who gone on the 5RA and said, no, it's this way, they're fucking wrong, right? Just go into inside of a rural American person and the history, and you go, well, of course. They do not want to take responsibility for their life. Listen to what Trump's rhetoric is. It's very
I'm
simple.
I'm going to give you a different take. I think if I go inside, not everybody that's a fan, of course, because, you know, there's a lot of people that like Trump that I like, but there is a good percentage of them that are Nazis, white supremacists,
well,
slavers,
no,
whatever
there is a
terrible name
fringe.
You can call them, including evangelicals.
No, there's a fringe. You know? I'm not going to deny the fringe, okay, but I'm trying to tell you of the 70 million, there's not 70 million Nazis out there, okay? There just isn't, okay? And I really think those are on the fringe, because, you know, look, the left has the fringe, the right has the fringe. We know that, okay? But we're not talking about, you know, 30, 40 million people or something like that. We're talking, it is a small percentage. But in rural America, do they not?
You're much kinder than I am.
No, no.
Ted.
But Bob, in rural America, look, I've been across the country. I haven't talked to everybody in the country, but I can tell you there are a lot of people that don't want to be told the truth about their lives. They don't want to sit there and hear it, right? They want to be able to. I mean, why, Bob? Why else are they so deeply religious? Why else?
Because they are, you know, it's easy for me to say they're stupid, but I won't say that in this case. They're so deeply religious because they know there is something else in their life, but they can't figure it out. So it's easy for somebody outside of them, somebody that they would think is an authority figure, somebody who could then tell them, well, here's what's really going on and here's what you should do, right? So every day you should get up and you should thank God every day.
Bob, it's actually simpler than that. They have this deeply, you know, and it's not just religious. It's because they want to believe because of all these things that are happening around them. Just like, you know, there's things they cannot control, they want to believe that their life is not in their own control, and therefore they're not responsible for anything that happens in it. That's what they want to believe. And that's a very easy thing. They're basically, I hate to say this, but they want to become victims, right? And if you look at and you talk to people and listen to what they're saying, it is a consistent theme. they believe that their lives are beaten. Not they do not have control over things, right? They think, and so something else is bigger than them that's controlling all of this, whether it's God or whether it's Trump or something like that. And they want to give up that control. They very much would love to be told what to do, right? That's what they want. They want to be told what to do. They don't want to sit there and think for themselves, okay, look, I've got control over my own destiny. I can do what I want with my life. I have full control. Now, I'm not saying every size fits all, but I'm saying in general, when you get down to it, that's what's going on. And I believe that's exactly what's happened.
I mean, let's just take Jerry Falwell.
But it is.
Right.
But the data, I mean, the evidence is overwhelming for what I just said. It is absolutely overwhelming. And when you listen to these people on TV, it's completely backed up by what I just said. 100%. Now, you could turn around and say, well, is there a way to change that? No. You can't change people like that. Look, I have people in my family that are like that, that believe they're victims, right? And you look at it and you say, you know, look, life is tough. I'm dealing with things just like everybody else that's, you know, probably 10 times worse than a lot of people, but not as bad as other people, right? But I get up every day and try to deal with it, right?
As you know, and I know, right, it's how you feel about whatever's going on that determines, you know, how you react and how you emotionally feel about it, right?
So that's,
and the more you ascribe bad things to it, the worse it is.
Yeah, so I know people are going to say, well, you know, one of the things that I know people would, on the other side, if they heard that, and I'm sure they will, because our podcast is becoming more popular, and I'm sure people are furious at me for saying this, but they would say, well, you feel the same, you do the same thing with Biden, you repeat. No, I don't, okay? And I'll tell you what I fundamentally believe in and why I voted for Biden. It's very simple, right? I wanted the COVID thing to go away. Right. And Trump's handling of it has obviously, based on the evidence, he's done a horrible job. Right. Probably one of the worst that any of, you know, and I want somebody that's going to listen to science and basically get rid of it that way. I want the economy to come back. And the only way that's going to come back is if they fix the COVID problem. Right.
Now, look, Mark Meadows has got it. Now there's like another five people in his circle that are sick with it.
Yeah. And what I'd like to do is get the, you know, and then I'm going down the list, right? But I'd like the healthcare thing, you know, as part of it, you know, and I'm not saying universal healthcare maybe is the answer, maybe it's not. I'm just saying I want to make sure that we, you know, fix our healthcare situation. And the other thing is I want our country to become, you know, one of the most powerful nation on earth again and be respected again, right? So those are not things... Right, those four things that I just named are not, so, you know, that's a, Joe Biden didn't tell me to, you know, he didn't come out and say, you know, believe in this. No, I came up with that myself. But when you listen to the Trumpsters, they basically, you know, Trump says this, and this, and they say this, and this, you know, and you just basically, yeah, the Democrats, he never offers any solutions. All he does is say, this is why, you know, the law, you know, your lot in life is so bad, okay? It's because of all these other things that are going on. He doesn't tell you how to fix it. He just says it's their fault, right? And if you, and then of course the implication is that, and then he comes out, this is what he says, if you elect me, I will fix the problem, even though he never offers any solution and never has in the past 4 years, right? Yeah.
He hasn't at all.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you ask me,
why are we getting so fucking serious, by the way?
I'm not serious. Matter of fact, I was going to add something to this.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, I was talking about Falwell, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't understand how they could respect that guy. A long time ago, I could see who he was, but maybe other people had rose-colored glasses on. But... you know, maybe they still like him because they want to be like him, right? They want to watch their wife get the salami, you know, by the pool boy, literally, yeah. Right? It's like by the pool boy. Oh. It's like how predictable is that? You know, you look at that, and you know, there's a guy who basically. Donald Trump, right? He basically manipulated the system and turned that university into something successful. But he was like the first religious guy to support Donald Trump, and the religious people, you know, the so-called religious people, right? The Christian factions, they still support that asshole.
They wanted to overturn Roe versus Wade. That was their only motivation. And they saw Trump as a way to do it. So that's a very big thing to them, okay? Whether or not it's right or wrong.
Cheap, stupid dates, frankly, right?
Yeah, I mean, but they don't... The funny thing is, even if you overturned it, it won't change the situation. Right, that's the part they don't understand. Right, but that's a whole other thing. So anyway, that was mine. I don't know if you agree with me, disagree with me, but you know, I feel pretty damn.
I agree with you. I see it exactly. You know, he's I see what you're saying. At least I think I do. Right, he's telling them what they want to hear.
Yes,
which is basically that it's somebody else's fault, not theirs. So you know, go beat up on the Jewish family down the street because they. Took all your money from you.
Right. I mean, but it's the playbook is right out of McCarthy, right? It's the black people in America. They say, you know, it's their fault, right? They're the ones who cause all your problems, right? It's all these people coming over from different countries. We need a Muslim ban. We need, think about this, right? It's the same damn playbook that McCarthy did. It's no different.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it is.
It's hysterical. He was smart.
The difference is in the 50s and 60s, people figured out who McCarthy was and they didn't support him.
Yeah, I know that, but it was because it was a broken record. And let's face it, you know what it takes to for the past, 30 some odd years to replace an incumbent president. The last one was George Bush Senior.
Yep.
That's the last one. That was 30 years ago, okay? I mean, let's face it. The country basically, this was a, regardless of how close it was a, they were, it was a referendum on Trump.
Well, last time he had a lot more Russian support. You know, I had a lot of people that I know that were sending me obvious to me Russian propaganda news clips or videos.
Right, and they were able to track
them
down.
They thought were real.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And then, you know, 2 days later, it would come out and it would be like, oh, you know, here you go. You know, Facebook's blocking this because it's a Russian.
But give Trump. Boy. Give Trump the credit. He got out. He went out and was able to mobilize the vote. And like I said, how did he do it? Listen, and when you actually go on, you know, Fox and listen to when they you know, because I did. I went on Fox and listened to some things. By the way, I found out Lou Dobbs is a fucking liar. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was so mad. I saw he came out and said something. Right, I mean, I was only on the damn station for like 15 seconds, and he's saying things that I knew for an absolute fact was an absolute lie. And I'll tell you what it was. He was claiming that in Pennsylvania they were counting votes that were completely illegal. He flat out said it. And it was turned out it was an absolute lie.
It was actually in Philadelphia, he said, and it was an absolute
100% lie. Lou Dobbs, I have no respect for after he did that. Absolutely zero.
I, you know what? I used to, 15 years ago, there was a brief period where I thought he was okay, and then I realized who he really was. And
well, when you come out and say things that are, you know, it's like Trump claiming the fraud, right? It's an absolute lie, right? There is no data, and, you know, that's why I said reality eventually catches up to you. Anyway, we probably need to move on. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you think about it, right, if they're stuffing the ballots for Biden, right, Why in the hell would they be stuffing them for the Republican senators and Congress people who won?
Well, answer me this. Why aren't they investigating, if there was such fraud, why aren't they investigating the states where Trump won? Right?
That's right.
That's just hypocrisy.
No, because that's...
Yeah. So it's flat out hypocrisy. So enough of that. So we know it's bullshit. You know, if it turned out, you know, it was widespread fraud, then we should be investigating every state in the union. And he's only choosing the ones where he lost.
You know what I'm ready for, and I'm going to be a Debbie Downer here, or Donnie Downer here. I think the Democrats are stupid too, because I saw it again. They keep thinking that the bully down the street will leave them alone if they just keep giving them their lunch money. And guess what? They're wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It's like they think if they play nice, the other side will.
Yeah. Well, and you can't. You can't because the Republicans are already know what their playbook is. Their playbook's very simple. They get control, and now it's like, you know, now that Trump has come out and done this, right? You know, all the norms and, you know, all policies, anything that, you know, it's all fair game. Right.
People in Kentucky put the obstructionist,
yeah,
Grim Reaper, as he calls himself, back in control.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I know the guy. We're not going to go there, but I did want to talk about something. I did want to talk about propositions in California for a moment.
Okay. Let's move on.
I do want to say something, and because I am. You know, I'm not going to tell you how I voted on things, but I am going to tell you, you know, I'm going to give two examples of where, you know, Proposition 23 and Proposition 17 as an example, where the commercials on both sides were terribly misleading. Okay, the bottom line is on.
Well, you're going to have to tell us what the.
Okay,
what
so sorry. Proposition 23
were,
was this.
Unless it was like Proposition 420 for marijuana, then I don't know what it was.
Right. Okay, so Proposition 23 was about the dialysis measure that they thought they. And really, and I'm going to tell you the truth behind it, okay, but as an example. But so Proposition 23 was saying, okay, we need to have a doctor there during dialysis because for safety reasons and everything. And really the problem was there were people that were suing people that were on dialysis that would actually die or whatever, and because there wasn't a doctor there, it was, you know, causing premiums to go up and stuff like that. So it turned out that the real push came from insurance companies. You know, I'm just telling like it is. People may not like to hear it, but this is the fact. And so what they did on both sides, one side figured out that said, they said, okay, you know, they put a bunch of dialysis patients there and says, I won't get the care or whatever, you know, they'll shut down dialysis.
Close all the facilities.
They'll shut down dialysis, which was, by the way, a lie. That was a fucking lie too, okay? And so that was wrong. And then the other side was making claims that would be safe, and that was a lie too. It turned out that the people that are administering the dialysis, everything was fine. It just had to do with lawsuits, okay? But the commercials went right after, like any you know, what are those people the people behind lobbyists, right? Like any lobbyist will go after and try to get you on the emotional side without looking into details. But if you go down and look at the details and read through and understand, there are good reasons on both sides, right? Fortunately, I think they put it, but they lied on both sides. And my point was this, okay, right? The real issue with this, a lot of things, you know, regardless of whether you could like or hate Trump, I don't give a shit, right? There are things that are fake news. The commercials are fake news to an extent. You cannot believe every commercial that comes up, especially when it comes to things that affect you in your local life and everything. You cannot listen to them. You have to go dig into it. I'm afraid that, you know, for those who are not educated, who are not willing to do this, this is bad news for them because they're not able to, you know, think it through. And that's sad. Right? They just listen to the rhetoric, and that's why we're
it's
in trouble
just
with
it. Dumb.
I understand that, but
dumb.
That's what's been going, you know, a lot of this shit. Okay. But you really do need to look it through, because when I looked into it, and it made perfect sense once I realized what was going on, it was like, okay, right? And I did not agree with the insurance companies, right? Because I think that, you know, I understand both sides. I understand that premiums can go up because people, you know, are on dialysis. They're very sick, right? And they can die. But on the other side, right, you can't go around and tell them dialysis places are going to be shut down when in fact they probably won't, right? You know, yes, but the real reason that I thought it was a bad idea, I'll just tell you personally, is because you have very good doctors and we don't have enough of them around that are going to be pulled out of hospitals that need to be with other patients, and you're going to have them sit there with magazines while people are on dialysis. And if people are capable of doing it, then give it to people that are capable of doing it, right? Who are probably even more capable than the doctors because the doctors don't do it all day long. So that was the reason why I thought it was a bad idea. But anyway, so I just wanted people, you got to be careful with these propositions. You got to be careful with what people say. You have to look into it. You know, just like back to the Trump thing, you have
you
to listen
good job,
to the truth.
Ted, of,
what?
Yeah, you did a pretty good job of explaining it, right?
Yep.
Making it very clear and cutting to the chase,
yep.
to use that phrase. But that's part of the problem. Even the people that are pro a proposition and the people that are against a proposition, when they write their cases for it that you're supposed to read, again, it's very difficult in how these things
are written
for an average person to decipher.
I'm almost wondering,
really,
Bob,
happening.
You know, even though we've become too fucking political in our podcast, I'm almost wondering if you and I should...
It is the season.
Yeah, but before any election in any... We should probably go out and basically help educate people, right? Say, hey, you know, because we would actually be doing a service, right? And I'm not saying I'm tremendously smarter than... Well, I am saying. I'm sorry. I am a lot smarter than most people. I'm, you know, I've been told that. I apologize. But... I'm not bragging. It's just true, right? When you got an IQ of 167, you can't get by that, right? Even though I got my own issues, but at the same time,
don't we all?
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, it would be good to, you know, because honestly, I think I'm a pretty honest person. You see me go after both sides. I could care less, right? I just want to do what's right, right? I do have my leanings on both sides, but I'm pretty middle of the road for most people, I think. Don't you agree?
Well, I think when, you know, if you could take away people's propensity to rush to one side of the boat or the other, I think most people would sit, you know, slightly left of center or slightly right of center, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
But I think the issue that's happened, you know, for a very long time, probably like 40 or 50, maybe even more years than that now, the center has been moving towards the right. I don't know how they managed to do it, but definitely the boat is listing. So it feels like the center is a lot further right than it used to be. You know, and I don't know why that's the case, but clearly I think it has to do with money.
No, I don't think so. I think the election showed us that, no, it's, look, if it was that, moving that to the right, now maybe the people in power at the moment on the Senate, for example, and the House and stuff, and by the way, the Democrats did not do well in the House and the Senate, let's just be honest.
Yeah. When you're floating people like Dianne Feinstein, they shouldn't do well.
Well, there's many reasons for it, but I think
she's as old as third. What that guy that was 90 years old that was falling asleep in there? That was,
yeah,
the Republican
but
guy.
It's not just that, Bob. It's they need to go to the other side, like I said about the rural America, and find out what those buttons are and really deeply understand them. And start to push buttons, little tiny buttons, that'll start moving them. Because they can't. If those people are that stupid, and well, they've got, that means that they can be manipulated. And if you want to change politics, what you do is you tell people what they want to hear with a little bit of a twist. So once they believe one thing, it's easier for them to grab. It's basically like giving them crack cocaine, right? Give them a little tiny bit. Get them hooked on it, and pretty soon, you know, you can throw anything out there like Trump did, right?
Well, you know, I don't want, you know, I we
that's if you want to manipulate people.
Say they're stupid, right?
No, they are stupid. But, we know that, right? That's well, when you repeat what everybody what an idiot says, you know, then that's stupidity by definition.
Yeah,
you can't
I
think
we've
for
been,
yourself.
We've been down this, but
yeah.
But we and exactly we've covered this, but you know, clearly. It's It's their behaviors that are stupid. Like saying what Donald says about the fact the election has been...
Oh, yeah, it's repeating what we're saying. Right. You know, why would you do that?
And they're stupid because they don't see the fact that he railed on this after he won the last time, set up a whole commission to go out and prove that the votes were rigged because he should have won by more.
Yeah.
And the whole commission just quietly went away into the night because it didn't find anything. Yeah. Well, they're stupid because they don't recognize and don't see those kinds of things that are happening and tell you who that man was.
Well, they, you know, if you try to talk to a Trump voter, if we were to sit there and say, he lied about this, they would try to sit, they would fight back and say, that's fake news. They just would repeat what he said.
Yeah,
and then you could throw into their face and say, you're just repeating what they said. And their response to that would be very simple. It says, well, it's true. And it's like, okay, and then you say, how do you know? And they say, how do you don't know? I say, well, here's all the data. Well, we don't believe
or
that.
Or then they say, I don't care. Yeah. I don't
well,
care
they,
that
even
he's
if
a
they did, even if they didn't say that, you know, well, we don't believe it. And it's like, and that backs up exactly what I said earlier about, you know, 20 minutes ago. It absolutely backs up that this is the problem. They want to become victims of their situation in life. And all Trump did, very simply, was he said, okay, it's not your fault, right? To make them feel better, right? That's what he wanted. He made them feel better about themselves. And that's a big deal, right? He made them feel like, okay, yeah, I feel this way. And oh, yeah, I feel this way. And oh, yeah, I feel this way. You know, that everything going on, you know.
It's true. He did that.
Yeah.
I've seen and video of them saying, he's just like me. I can relate to him.
Yes, because he says, look, everybody, the world's picking on me and everything, and I'm one against the world and everything, and I'm going to overcome it, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to prove to you I can do this, and this is what the world's doing to you. It's all the Democrats' fault. It's all these
in
countries.
A home,
yeah.
And that guy's shitting on a gold-plated toilet.
I mean, look, you know, look. Just Adolf like Hitler did exactly the same thing with the German people, okay? He fed them a bunch of lies, and it almost cost, you know, literally almost cost them half the country, okay? Right? And it, you know, basically put us into the worst world war in history because a group of people, right, you know, he fed them something that was not true, but they were willing to believe because they needed to hear it, especially after World War I. They needed it. They were hungry for it. They wanted something to be part of. They wanted, and this is what the Trumpster did. He gave them something to be part of right now, something to rail against. It's the news media. It's
guns
the Democrats. It's, you know, yeah, but it's yeah, but, and he did it knowing full well what he was doing. This is not something, you know, we should sit there, well, Trump is, he's not a smart man, but he's clever, right? But he figured this out. He figured it out, right? Why has he been getting away with things for so long? Because he's clever. He figures out what people, what their buttons are, and he goes after it, right? Now, he's going to be evicted from the White House, and we should talk That's about right. what's going to happen to them. But, That's you know, right. look, the Ninth Court
fired.
District of New York is sitting there with papers waiting for him the day he gets out. Okay.
And so what?
And he
so
knows
you said 17
he's in trouble.
Earlier. What's Proposition 17?
So Proposition 17 was about to allow past felons to vote. Okay. And so, in other words, if your record is cleared, okay, you were a felon.
If you served your time.
You served your time and you get out, okay? And by the way, this makes sense in California. By the way, this passed, right? Because, you know, there's a lot of liberals in California, let's face it, right? It's 2-1 over the conservative. And they said, you know, yeah, if someone serves their time, they should be allowed to vote, right? Whereas Republicans, that's the last thing they want, right? They do not want felons.
Well, yeah.
they don't want anybody.
From the nearest tree.
Well, here's the funny thing about this,
you stole
right?
a car,
most
now you
felons
die.
Are actually leaning towards the liberal. Why? Because, you know, the liberal side of things allows them to get away with shit, right? But if you've served your time, And, you know, you are now going to be allowed to vote, okay? And there's two sides to every story, right? There's two sides, you know. There are some felons who did some very violent stuff, and then there's some people who are drug addicts and then rehabilitated.
If they did something that bad, they shouldn't be released, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the point was this, is that that what's more important is the results of this, right? Why? And by the way, there weren't a lot of commercials on this because it wasn't a very one of those big popular things, right?
You find Jesus in prison, right? And when you go into prison, it's like going into a church. You come out, you know, praising the Lord,
right?
So they're going to be leaning, you know, evangelical when they come out.
No, believe it or not, no. That's the percentage of them, Bob. Okay, the percentage that get rehabilitated is very small, okay? And those are the ones you're talking about. Normally, they do not get rehabilitated. They may do their time, but they do not get rehabilitated. And they basically are grateful for the liberal courts, and they would definitely vote. Yeah, look, a leopard doesn't change its spots, okay? It's just as simple as that. Bob, people are what they are, okay? Like I said, you're not going to change a deep religious conservative. You're not going to turn them into a liberal, okay? You know, conversely, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to turn a Green Party far-left liberal into
very deeply religious people. Jimmy Carter, for one, he's a liberal.
Yeah,
Democrat.
But no. But I'm talking, there's a difference between the deeply religious Democrats and the deeply religious conservative Republicans. Right. There's a fundamental difference between the two. Right. They believe that religion and government should go hand in hand. Where our founding fathers said, "Fuck no, that's not the way it is."
Separation.
But they've been, but they have been trying for the past 200 years to change that. Right. And that started even with. Even back in George Washington's day, right? They did not like that. A lot of them they did not want separation of church and state, right? But thank God we had some very smart people back then, even though some of them were slave owners, that wanted that.
So, Ted?
Yeah.
What's going to happen next, man? We're going to run out of time.
I know. Okay, so what's going to happen next is, first of all, I was right. Trump was not going to concede, right? And they're basically going to have to evict him, right? Because he is going to lose. Let's be very clear about this. He is going to lose every challenge in every state which he's trying to challenge right now. But the more important thing is not just Trump, they're going to go after him legally. All the people, think about all the people that under a government that was Republican controlled, that were basically indicted. Okay, now that it's no longer it's Democratic controlled, right? At least the House and the White House. What's going to happen is they're going to go after these people, right? They're going to go after Kushner. They're going to go after all these Trumpsters that did, and they're going to get them.
And it's going to die in the Senate, just because McConnell's in there.
No, you don't understand.
It's insane.
This has nothing to do with the Senate. This is the judicial branch. This is the Ninth Court District of New York. These are these outside federal agencies that are now controlled by Biden and Kamala Harris. They're going to go after him. Kamala Harris and Biden are going to say, let them do what they want, because that's their job. And they're going to go after these people. And I guarantee you, you're going to hear about a ton of illegal activities that are kind of going to come out in the next 4 years. And the Senate isn't going to do a damn thing about it. Why?
Yeah.
Because they can't. Because they're not part of this. This is not most of this is not federal. This is state problems. That's the part you don't understand.
Yeah, it's also federal. It's also federal in that, you know, but that's the justice system.
But that's
right?
a justice
that's
system. But, well, some of yeah. that, right? And Barr's gone. They all lost their jobs, guys. You know, let's be honest. The FBI people, the post office, I mean, let's face it. They all lost their jobs, Bob. They're gone. They're out.
Well, you know, when you said what's next for them, I thought they were just going to build a higher temporary fence than the one they just put up.
Well, no, I wanted to be, I know, I saw you wrote that, but I wanted to be fair here because, you know, there are so many outside agencies that have wanted to go after these bastards because of their illegal activities. And they're going to, right? And the beautiful thing is Biden is going to come back when they ask him, they say, I'm busy working on COVID. I'm working on the economy. I don't have time for this shit. Which is exactly what the, you know, and then, so it's going to be mostly a media show on the Trumpster and everything, you know, so it's going to be entertaining.
Well, so I'm going to give you my final thoughts on this thing. So for me, the future can be found in the words of Jim Morrison and the Doors in their song Roadhouse Blues. So I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. The future's uncertain, and the end is always near.
Is always near, yes. Yeah, and in this case, the end is always near for Trump and his people. It is very near.
I think we have to be careful and not forget that the stupid haven't gotten any smarter just because some guy named Joe is now the president.
Right, right. No, and I agree with that. I agree 100%. But the control... You know, remember,
they're reloading.
They may be reloading, but I got news for you. It's going to be a tough road to hoe for those people that just got kicked out. I guarantee.
I hope so. I hope love and peace and joy fills the coming season and stretches out into the whole next 4 or 5 years.
I think it's going to be fun watching Trump collapse. I really do.
I think it's going to be historical. We won't be alive in the 100 years to reminisce about it, but I think it's definitely going to be something that's taught in school at some point in the future.
Yep. And hopefully, we'll all be traveling through, time warps and stuff like that, or the people will. And
exactly.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
We're done.
It's a wrap.
Okay.
Wrap.
We're done.
Done.